And then he says that this was really nauseating. China's economic growth has been off the charts, compressed into the last 25 years. So quickly, quote unquote, he says, it threatens to challenge the United States in terms of economic growth. It has moved the people off the land to become a skilled working class, and those who move to cities enjoy a rising standard of living, unquote. Whereas, of course, if you live on the land, you're backward. And then, almost as a minor detail, he acknowledges that there's simultaneously extreme economic inequality and environmental degradation, as if there's no connection between that and all that economic growth he's so excited about. It just so happens in the most recent Epoch Times, there was an article called Bringing Attention to Forced Labor in China. I recommend folks checking it out. It's subtitled, Even Without Cooperation from the Chinese Regime, Individuals Can Make a Difference. This is the Epoch Times of January 3-9, 2013, and it begins by saying, when Julia Keith of Damascus, Oregon, opened a Halloween graveyard kit purchased at the local Kmart to decorate for her daughter's birthday party, she didn't realize that what she was going to see would come to be known around the world. Inside was a handwritten note from an inmate in the Manzanilla labor camp in China who asked for help. Keith felt she had to respond. She posted a copy of the letter to her Facebook page. Her friends began discussing and circulating it. I'm still quoting. A human rights organization took notice. Then the Oregonian published an article about Keith and the letter. Within days, dozens of news outlets around the world carried the story. With one Facebook post, writes the author, Heng He, Julia Keith had brought more attention to the issue of slave labor in China than the work of human rights activists over the past few decades. So, unquote. So what we're seeing is another good example of how we are living in a world in which our thought and actions can be exponentially magnified by the tools that we have available. What that means is that we are living in very determinative times. We either use these tools and move on, or we give power the benefit of its experience suppressing a global population that possesses these tools. Remember that thinking bot or whatever that was in that film, The Incredibles? Well, they are like that. They learn as they go. We all do. But in a global race to seize responsibility for the earth, they have more organized resources. And if they figure out how to shut this down, even given the fact that we have these tools that could, if we begin these conversations and talk about them everywhere in all of our networks, we could, in fact, move on as a species to a world in which we are not trained to be obedient, we are not forced to work, and we do not give up our full human gifts.